How do I know if I should follow up with the buy owner when it seemed like they didn't like me or they weren't ready to list? There is a property a few years ago I listed. It was 1.6 million. He was selling for a sub-buy owner, and he probably said he had 25 easily agents. He was a surgeon, and I really couldn't believe he was selling his house by owner. It's like, why is he trying to do this? He was a fairly wealthy man. To each his own, that was his decision. And he was by owner actually for several months. And when we listed the property, he said, you know, one of the reasons we did is you stayed in touch and you tried to help us. You just didn't keep closing us and closing us and closing us. And I appreciate what you did. You had no certainty that you were going to get the job, but you stayed in touch. Each week, we sent him a market update. So, if you're talking about what do you do for follow-up, we simply acted as if we already had the property listed. What would you do for seller servicing if a friend of yours at $1 million or $100,000 said, "Here's the listing, come out and get it," and then the house didn't sell for the first week or the second or the third or the fourth? What are you doing for those people? You're doing some sort of seller servicing. You're letting them know when other inventory comes on the market within a couple miles of them in their price range, somebody who drops their price, somebody who comes off the market because the listing failed, somebody who sells, right? You're giving them an update. Treat the buy owner the same way as if you already had the listing. You're saying, Brian, what do I do to follow up with them? Tell them about my company. Tell them we're ready to go when you're ready to go. We're eager to get it listed. We have a contest at our office to get more buy owners. Please pick me. No. Stay the course. Help them. How do you help them sell by owner? In part, make sure that they understand what's happening in their marketplace. We all know that the real value you have, any of us have, is our market insight. It's not always our marketing program as much as it is our market insight. What's going on in the marketplace around the subject property is very valuable and very interesting to a homeowner. So put them on the data feed, or make sure that you get the data feed. Anything happens around the buy owner, just forward it to them with a note. Hey, Bob and Sally, this one went under contract. It was listed with a realtor and it went under contract in 3 days. This one just dropped its price from $290,000 to $275,000. I thought you'd like to know. What you're going to do is inform them about other successes in the area, and you're the one doing it. But they're also getting a loss of confidence. When you do seller servicing of an existing for sale by owner, when they see other things selling or dropping their price around them or failing to sell, it's affecting their confidence. So part of the reason to follow up is emotional deposits. The other part is we actually have to address their confidence. We've got to actually shatter their confidence. That's what turns the listing over to you. They don't think they could do it any longer. So my thought on this. How important is follow-up in there? It is so strategic. Don't worry about that first interview that you went on or the first walkthrough. You didn't get it. You're probably not going to get it. You sit down for the interview. If they're not ready to list, then you're not going to get it right then and there. But stay in touch. Last thought on this. You have a garden in your backyard, and your neighbor has a garden. You plant it. You water it. You make sure there's no weeds in there. You nurture it. You get fruit. You get vegetables because you took care of it. Your neighbor who did the exact same thing, planted the garden but ignored it. What's he get? A bunch of weeds. No results. Taking care of the garden is extremely important. And think of the for sale by owner like your money garden. It's going to produce freedoms and options in your life because of the more funds you're going to get again in every week because of all the extra sales you're happening. Neglect not the garden. Do the follow-up. It is so important. to having that trust in the emotional deposits with that buy owner. All right, let's take our time, be patient, and do follow-up.